This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
As the living Father has sent me and I live by the Father, so he that eats me, even he shall live by me. Go back to verse 56. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me and I in him. They were thinking naturally. They were not born again. They were thinking back to the law of the old covenant that said to them, if they eat any blood, they are going to be cut off from God forever. But he's speaking spiritually. And he speaks to them of a new kind of a life that comes in you. And when that life comes in you, it's your new birth. You're no longer a natural earthly creature. The Bible says you're from heaven, Philippians 3:20. Our citizenship is in heaven. We have a new kind of life, and our new kind of life has a new kind of sustenance. And that new kind of life, that eternal life, has the sustenance of the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory. And so tonight, when we enter into this moed, this is a moed, this is a time, it's not really a fixed date. He said, as often as you do this, you remember me. Remember about his shed blood. Remember about his broken body. Don't just take it lightly. God sent us many years ago to a Quaker church, and we came into that church, and the pastor was a Quaker. Now he's a teacher at Rhema, but the Quakers didn't use... And we're still in the same church, but it's no longer a Quaker church. Good people, the Quaker people, but they did not use the elements. They did not use a cup and a bread. They took communion in the Spirit. And you know what? They had some wonderful communion services. And those Quakers didn't take communion lightly. And I've never walked in a group of people who walked in so much love as those Quakers did. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now let's turn to Hebrews 9 and watch the blood just a little bit further before we do take communion, because we know that it traveled a circle. Remember, Jesus taught, I came from the Father, I came into the earth, I returned back to the Father. The blood has its heavenly terminal. Everything, his word comes in heaven, it comes down, it produces, it returns back to him with fruit. The blood began in heaven. He was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. It helps you so much to have broad vision and know that God's not catching up and know that these little problems that you're facing day to day, hallelujah, you're going to live for eternity and maybe develop Mars and Venus. So here is the path of the blood. As it came into the earth, he revealed it through the Passover. He revealed it through the feast. And then Jesus came and fulfilled the Passover. He showed them what he was doing. And he did what he tells us in chapter 9 of Hebrews, which is a marvelous chapter. We'll read only a few verses, for we do not have time. Oh, I got to start with verse 5. In a tabernacle in the Old Testament, which is a picture, all of that's a picture of what's in heaven. God showed Moses what was in heaven. I don't know whether he took him up there or what he did, but he showed him everything, and Moses made it by pattern. And in the ark, with the ark of the presence, these were the things that were in there. There was the covenant. There were the two tables of stone, the Ten Commandments. And those were there. Over the Ten Commandments was the mercy seat. See, everybody's going to be judged out of the book. But over the judgment is the mercy. and you'll have a good fun time reading through the Old Testament. Just hunt up mercy seat, and every time you'll find it's over, it'll say the mercy seat over the covenant. And on the mercy seat, over the mercy seat, that's where they sprinkle the blood. The blood was on the mercy seat, and over the mercy seat was the glory and the presence of God. Hallelujah. I love knowing these things, don't you? Now, verse 5, and over it the cherubim of glory, those two angels, shadowed the mercy seat. Verse 7, but into the second area, it was divided into certain areas, went the high priest alone once each year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. 10 days from tonight, they'll have the Day of Atonement. 10 days from Rosh Hashanah is the Day of Atonement, and that was the one day of the year that the high priest went into behind the 4-inch curtain, back where the Shekinah glory is, once a year. I know if I'd lived then, I'd be dead because I would have tried to get there. But he didn't go without blood. He shed blood, and this had to be the blood of a big animal. Blood on his thumb, blood on his ear, sanctify his ear, sanctify what he did, sanctify where he went and the people. And then he went in once a year into that place for the sins of the people. And once a year and once only, he said the name of God. They never utter the name of God. His name, Yahweh, the best we can do is guess at it, that it's Yahweh. We really don't know how to pronounce it. English people have said Jehovah, but we don't know how it's pronounced because they forgot how they pronounced it. It's been a lot of years now since they went back there. And once a year, he would go back there where the Shekinah glory is, much glory as they could stand. That's all they could stand on the whole earth. And he'd go back there, name the name of God, and go there for the sins of the people. That's the way it used to be. But Jesus came. Hallelujah. Verse 11. But HaMashiach, being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Woo! Glory be to God. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of the Mashiach, who back at its terminal through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Woo! Glory be to God. When I first got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I was a little Baptist girl. Mother, little Baptist mother, 28 years old. We had a Sunday school teacher. She was a good Sunday school teacher. And in the Baptist church, you kept by this yearly thing where you go through the Bible every 3 years. It's a national Sunday school thing. And we came to the book of Hebrews. And we opened it the first day, and we had our quarterlies there. And she said, the book of Hebrews is a mysterious book in the Bible that you cannot understand. And I thought, oh God, please let me understand the book of Hebrews. I just had a desire to understand that book. And it was only a few days until I was baptized with the Holy Ghost. And one of the first things I did was I heard that the Holy Ghost was the writer of the Bible and he would help you. And I went and I carefully opened to the book of Hebrews. And you know what? God helped me. He helped me to understand a lot of these marvelous, beautiful, wondrous things. Let's look now down at verse. We should read every verse. We don't have time. Verse 24. The Mashiach is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are figures of the true, just copies of what's in heaven. But he entered into heaven itself now to appear in the presence of God for us. Hallelujah. He entered into the heavenly holy of holies, where he is with God the Father, appearing there for me. Bless the Lord. Now turn to chapter 10. Oh my, there's so much we could read, but we won't. Now chapter 10 and verse 19, and this is another blessed part of the blood. The blood protects you. The blood cleanses you. The blood redeems you. The blood sanctifies you. But glory be to God, the blood brings you near unto God and gives you access unto God himself. The blood of Jesus opens heaven for you. Hallelujah. Chapter 10, verse 19. And it tells us, have therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Do you know in the Old Testament, that high priest went in only once a year. He sowed pomegranates because they shake, make the noise of little rattlers, and bells around his bottom of his skirt. They put a rope on him. And if he went in there once a year and everything wasn't done just right, he died from the glory. He didn't die from sickness and disease. He died from glory. But nobody would dare go after them because they would die too. So they would pull him out then by the leg if he died in there. So Paul says, don't be afraid. Go right on up there. Go right on in. You're not going to die. The blood covers you. The blood washed away your sin, and the blood covers you. The blood not only protects us from the enemy, the blood will protect you from the goodness of God. As long as you're in this body here, you need it. Hallelujah. Verse 19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Faith enters here. It takes faith to enter into the presence of God. You believe that you enter there because the Word says you do, and you believe that the blood made a way for you. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Those Hebrews, this is written to the Hebrews. This is not written to the Greeks that came out from idol worship. They know that Moses sprinkled those people with that blood. And he says, you've been sprinkled. Bless the Lord. You can go right in there yourself. Verse 29. This one I didn't even have down, but it seems like I can't skip it. It tells us that we're supposed to honor the blood.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, The Power in the Blood of Jesus. This is an in-depth study of the Bible and the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CDs for $30, audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways. On the internet website at www.billybrim.org or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!